This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 8th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a bombshell announcement, neither former President George W. Bush nor Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah will support President Trump in his reelection bid for 2020, reports MSN.com. Vice President Mike Pence joined Bishop Harry Jackson at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, for a listening session with faith leaders on Friday, saying the church is the right place to address the nation's response to the death of George Floyd and the protests over racism that followed, reports the Christian Post.
We gather at a challenging time in the life of our nation, and as President Trump said in the Rose Garden this morning, though, in this time, we are determined as Americans to move forward and move forward together with a renewed commitment to equality and equality of opportunity for every American. It is a time, though, when as a nation, we mourn with those who mourn and grieve with those who grieve.
Vice President Pence directly addressed the death of Floyd, a black man, while he was in custody of Derek Chauvin, a white police officer who had his knee on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes.
The American people's hearts were broken to see the video that came from the streets of Minneapolis. The death of George Floyd was a tragedy, and we've said from the very outset, justice will be served. We've deployed the full resources of the Justice Department to support the prosecution of those responsible to the fullest extent of the law. It's clear that those images shock the conscience of the nation. We have no tolerance for violence against any individual in this country, and no tolerance for police brutality, and no tolerance for rioting in the streets or looting, the destruction of property, or the claiming of innocent lives, including the lives of law enforcement. It's one of the reasons the president took the strong action early this week, working with governors to deploy resources and personnel to our streets. And I'm pleased to report that in cities across the country, we've quelled the violence and made space for peaceful protesters to continue to let their voice be heard.
Last Wednesday, Republican Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said on Fox News at Night with Shannon Bream that the real way for Americans to address racism is to, quote, accept Jesus Christ, end quote, reports Discern.
We have racism in this country, Shannon, but it's really an issue of love. It's loving God. You cannot love your fellow man if you don't love God. And we have a country where we've been working really hard, particularly on the left, to kick God out. We need a culture change to address this racism. You cannot change the culture of a country until you change the character of mankind, and you can't change that unless you change the heart. And for billions of us on the planet, we believe you can't do that unless you accept Jesus Christ, or unless you accept God. God has been left out of this equation through all of this. We need tremendous healing. We cannot heal through commissions and blue ribbon panels and more laws. We can only heal ourselves if we really reach out and love one another.
Popular worship leader Eddie James, who only months ago joined a diverse coalition of Christian leaders in offering up prayers for President Donald Trump at the White House, is now calling for a similar show of unity among black and white Christian leaders to reflect the unity among secular groups protesting the death of George Floyd, reports the Christian Post. In a recent video on Instagram, James said this.
The blacks and the whites are coming together in riots, and it's starting to make me so frustrated because I'm saying, how is it that blacks and whites and other people can come together and riot, and everybody's talking about how bad the riots are, but I've yet seen black pastors and white pastors and Hispanic pastors hit the streets immediately worshiping, and more than that, preaching the gospel to say, listen, Jesus is the answer.
Citing 2 Chronicles 7:14, the worship leader urged Christians to bring the gospel of Christ to the streets.
We need black and white leadership to get in the streets. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, the only thing that can change the hearts of any people. Why can't we summon right now thousands of people to the streets of our nation and say we want to release Jesus in love and in unity? We need to do that, and I believe that that would be the answer to all the rioting, But what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We need to do something besides tweet and get on social media. We need people in the streets. And I believe that if we get out there and we march in the heart of Martin Luther King and we pray and we preach the gospel, God's word says he will hear us, he will forgive us, and he'll heal our land.
When Antonio Gwynn Jr., an 18-year-old high school senior, saw the damage from protests in his hometown of Buffalo, New York, he grabbed a broom, brought some trash bags, and started cleaning the streets of glass and garbage by himself, reports CNN. He started at 2 a.m. on Monday and did not stop cleaning for the next 10 hours. When an organized group of neighbors arrived later that morning to start clearing the damage, they found that Gwynn had already done most of the work. Matt Block, age 27, saw Gwynn's story on the news and decided to give him his prized 2004 Red Mustang convertible. Local businessman Bob Bryceland learned of Block's gift, and he decided to extend a year of free auto insurance coverage through his insurance agency. And Medill College in Buffalo offered him a full scholarship where he plans to study business starting this fall. The story warms the heart because four people understood well the truth of Acts 20, verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Why do you listen to The Worldview in 5 minutes? Email me at adam@theworldview.com, including your full name, city, and state. Tristan Nico in Somerdale, Alabama, wrote, quote, "One of my favorite things is the phrase, in the providence of God, no matter if the headline is good or bad, it is a good reminder that all things work together for the glory of God. I also appreciate the single stop for pro-life news. It is difficult to find accurate, biblically-based news on the subject. The format has really been perfected and is quite balanced with news about our persecuted brethren, American politics, and cultural issues. Keep up the good work of informing God's people in a method that is biblically based and Christ-honoring." End quote. Toward our goal of raising $15,000 by last Friday to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, Worldview listeners had already given $10,435. Our thanks to our new donors, Laurel and Buckley, Washington, and Becky in Clover, South Carolina, both of whom gave $25. We're also grateful for Keith in Marion, Iowa, Stephen in Hull, Iowa, Shai in Chesapeake Beach, Virginia, Kelly in Elburn, Illinois, Augustine in Auburn, California, Greg in Lubbock, Texas, Donna in Troy, Montana, and Royal in Topeka, Kansas, each of whom gave $50. We appreciate Carmen in Brooklyn, New York, Lee and Ruth in Schertz, Texas, Janessa in Kimberly, Oregon, Katrina in Chula Vista, California, Christy in Galena, Missouri, Scott in Hooper, Colorado, Judith in South Burlington, Vermont, Jeff in Tampa, Idaho, Richard in Camden, Wyoming, Delaware, and Tom and Jan in Greenville, South Carolina, each of whom gave $100. Thanks to Michael in Richmond, California, who gave $150, Joshua in Hortense, Georgia, who gave $190, as well as John in Lummi Island, Washington, Hezekiah in Singapore, and Richard in Broomfield, Colorado, each of whom gave $200. Plus, Keith in Morgan Hill, California, pledged $20 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $240. We praise God for Ken in Merrill, Wisconsin, who gave $250, as well as Donald and Cindy in Ferndale, Washington, Zach from Davenport, Iowa, Darius in Suwanee, Georgia, Jackie in Kirkland, Washington, and Kim in Lauderdale-by-the-Sea, Florida, each of whom gave $300. We're grateful for Timmy and Dee in Weatherford, Oklahoma, Eddie and Marianne in San Francisco, and Sean in Nuwago, Michigan, each of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300 each. And finally, we appreciate the generosity of Stephen in Humma, Louisiana, who gave $365, William in Marshall, Illinois, who gave $500, Rochester in Willow Springs, Missouri, who pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $600, Dominic and Jan in Glenmont, New York, who gave $700, and Philip in Belton, Texas, and Christine in Belton, Texas, each of whom gave $1,200. Those 39 new gifts total $9,495. Ready for the new grand total? Drumroll, please. Our new total is $19,930. We blew away our $15,000 first week goal by $4,930. So many of you stepped up to the plate. I'm amazed and truly grateful to God. We are now $10,070 away from hitting our second week's goal of $30,000 by Friday, June 12th. I need to find 17 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 8 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Please, go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 8th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.